Welcome to a new episode of the KBS Magazine podcast. Today I will be talking about something that is a big topic of conversation in our community, which is coronavirus, and in particular, how are pregnant women and new mums dealing with coronavirus and what precautions are they taking to protect their unborn children? So I've taken a poll to see how new mothers are feeling when it comes to coronavirus and giving birth in a hospital that has possibly sick corona patients in it. So if I'm looking at the poll that we took, we had 11 answers and 54% of people said they were doing okay, 18% are trying to stay positive. Another 18% are worried about the implications on their new child and themselves when the time comes to give birth, and 9% is worried about people wanting to visit them and their babies after giving birth. So I talked to a few women about how they were feeling in this time as well, and our first lady, Amia, is pregnant with her second child, and this is what she had to say.
We'll be having no visitors. In regards to planning a hospital birth, I have no choice. But I am worried about if we do catch it or if we have to go into self-isolation, what would happen with my three-year-old at home, because that will be 2 weeks, kind of a time we can't really be away from the other child. So we're planning, if there is cases at that hospital, for me to just give birth by myself, so my other one will always have at least one parent with them.
The next lady is Chloe, and she said that she was definitely more worried about catching the virus because she's pregnant, but only because of the baby. Not really worried about her own well-being at this point. She said that she has been self-isolating for weeks, only going to hospital appointments and scans to test for the baby. Trying her best to stay inside and eliminate the risk of getting sick or anyone else getting sick. She is planning a hospital birth, but not really worried about being in the hospital with the pandemic going on. She thinks that, if anything, it's probably one of the safer places to be because nurses and doctors understand how to keep themselves and the environment clean, more so than other people outside healthcare, for example, supermarkets and fuel stations. They are going to limit visitors to immediate family only, at least until the baby has had his 6 week shots or until the main risk of the virus has passed. Not just for the baby's sake, but also because they would hate for him to be a carrier and get one of their older family members sick. If you would like to read about the other cases and the other results of the poll, please go and read the rest of this article.